This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 30th, 2015. I'm Caleb Brown. The shooting of Samuel DuBose at the hands of police officer Ray Tensing in Cincinnati would have been resolved very differently if not for video from Tensing's own body camera. Even prosecutors admit that the video made all the difference. Officer Tensing is now charged with murder. Matthew Feeney, a policy analyst at the Cato Institute, comments. Start with the official police account of what happened here.
On July 19th, Ray Tensing, who was a police officer with the University of Cincinnati Police Department, pulled over Samuel DuBose for not having a front license plate. The whole incident ended with DuBose dead and Tensing claiming that DuBose had dragged him down the road with his car. And that he shot Sam DuBose in the head during this incident. Now, what makes this case interesting is that Tensing was wearing a body camera throughout this entire incident. And the body camera refutes the claim that Tensing was dragged along the street by the car, and Tensing is now facing a murder charge and a voluntary manslaughter charge.
Even the prosecutor in this case says, if not for this video, this officer would not only be free, he might well be back on the job.
Well, the prosecutor used very harsh language when announcing the indictment, saying that the whole incident was asinine, senseless, and so unnecessary. He also added that Tensing should probably never have been a police officer, and he also described the body camera footage as invaluable. And I think that's right. The whole incident raises, I think, two lessons. Number one, it shows that even if police officers are wearing body cameras, they can behave poorly. It's not a police misconduct panacea. The second thing is that body cameras can undoubtedly provide very valuable evidence in police misconduct investigations. According to the Washington Post, who are keeping track of all these sort of things, there have been 558 fatal police shootings so far in this year. Now, of all of those, only four have resulted in criminal charges against the police officer involved. But interestingly, all four of those are incidents that were caught on some kind of camera. And I think it's not obviously the case that all fatal police shootings are justified or unjustified. But cameras can undoubtedly make it easier for us to find out the truth behind each of those incidents.
So in a lot of cases where police are making a high-powered entry into a home, those people should be wearing some sort of camera because of the low margin for error and the regularity with which something goes wrong.
Yes, I mean, thousands of SWAT raids happen in this country every single year, and I don't think it's totally unreasonable for citizens to demand that if public servants are going to be given guns and badges, that they be wearing cameras so that when they do good jobs, they can be praised, and when they behave poorly, they can be prosecuted. I have been looking at this issue for quite some time. I've watched many body camera videos, and I have to say the Ray Tensing video is among the most disturbing I've seen for a number of reasons. I mean, you brought up SWAT raids, and that's the SWAT entries are times when you might expect there to be likelihood of violence. This was a routine traffic stop. It was because someone didn't have a front license plate. There is almost no hesitation. Tensing pulls out his weapon very, very quickly. DuBose does not have a weapon. He's not being threatening. And that a police officer could resort so quickly to lethal force for something so trivial is very worrying and highlights the fact that if we want to reform how police behave, if we want to significantly address in a real way police misconduct, it doesn't begin with or end with body cameras. What you need are reforms to how police are trained to deal with these sort of incidents so they use lethal force less frequently.
When police engage in these kinds of uses of force, they are treated very differently from regular folks when it comes time to make statements, when it comes time to engage with the process in which they may have been discovered that police misconduct has occurred. They can review footage quite often before they have to make a statement, and all of that speaks to problems associated with police misconduct issues.
Yeah, in when announcing the charges, the prosecutor said that he wasn't aware that in Tensing's contract that he was allowed 48 hours to speak to someone before, you know, coming up before talking to officials. The LAPD has proposed policies that would allow officers and the LAPD to review footage of lethal incidents before making statements. And this is really important because oftentimes the legality of a lethal use of force incident depends in part on what the officer reasonably believed, felt, up to and including during the incident. And the opportunity for officers to view body camera footage before making statements, frankly, gives them an unfair chance to exculpate themselves when they should be treated differently.
There are many instances in which body cameras are inappropriate. So what are some of the lines that you might draw around the use of body cameras by police?
Well, of course, I think we all want there to be increased accountability and transparency within law enforcement, but we should keep in mind that police regularly interact with undercover agents, informants, young children, some of whom have been sexually abused. They are often the first at the scene at gruesome accidents and things like this. And we should be wary of the more widespread use of body cameras resulting in YouTube, compilations that really do humiliate people or compromise ongoing investigations. There needs to be lines drawn, like you said. So my own position on this is that, footage of arrests, detentions, those sort of things should be publicly accessible if they're out in public. Then there should be redaction to protect certain information. But I also think that officers that come into people's houses, I think that footage should only be accessible to people who are inside the house or their attorneys. You don't want, I think the interior of my living room should not be out on YouTube, even if a cop comes in. But I do think an attorney should, and I think I should be able to look at it.
Matthew Feeney is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Read more of his work at cato.org.